Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I am so excited to have you connected on today. And wherever you are listening to this podcast, know that we appreciate you and we value you and thank God for you. It means a lot. You could be listening to anything, but you're listening to us right now, and I appreciate you so much. If you're listening for the first time, thank you. And let me know how you heard about us. This is a place we come every single week to understand that iron sharpens iron, to get strategies and things that can help us all become the leader that God would have us to become. I would love to know how you heard about us. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know that you were blessed. And of course, I want you to go to josephwalker3.org to get our books. Got several books out there I've written, including Leadership and Loneliness, Restored at the Root, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution, Leaderships, a variety of books out there, Reset. You can go out there and check it out, get as many books as you want. And of course, if you want us to come and speak to your organization or find out what I'll be in your city, josephwalker3.org will let you know just that. So I appreciate you in advance and all of you that support. And I want you to go over there to YouTube. I share it every week. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We want you to support and be a part of it. It would mean a lot to us if you did. So thank you in advance. I mean, thank you in advance. Hope that will be a blessing to you, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank you. So today, I want to talk about something that, man, I know a lot about. Ooh, this is going to bless you. Managing the under-the-radar season. Man, listen, everybody needs to hear this one, because there is a season when God providentially keeps you under the radar. And sometimes we're scratching and clawing, trying to be seen, trying to be on top. But there is a season where God purposely holds you under the radar, keeps you there, protecting you, taking care of you, and there's a reason why. So what I want you to do, rather than be anxious about it, upset, wondering when my time is coming, I want you to really process the blessing you have when you're in the season of under the radar. How do you manage it? Number one, learn contentment. Just learn how to be content where you are, man. It's okay. It's okay if everything you're believing God for has not come to fruition. If you don't have the promotion yet, if you don't have the position yet, can you be content if God's got you kind of in this space, under the radar, right now, just chilling, waiting to see what's going to happen? The Bible says that godliness with contentment is of great gain. Most leaders, because we are so A-type and we are progressive and we're always moving, we get frustrated in moments when God is trying to keep us still. But there's a moment you got to be still and know that He is God. When you're under the radar, though, here's the second thing I learned very personally. You got to learn what to do and what not to do. See, I'm paying attention to all of that. I'm observing. When I'm under the radar, I'm thanking God that I could observe and learn from others. I could learn the mistakes they made, learn the things they did right. And what I can do with that information is I can make better decisions myself. So I'm a student under the radar. There were times I was at tables. I didn't know why I was there, but I was so humbled to be there. It wasn't a time for me to ask for a selfie. It was a time for me to sit back and absorb the substance that was going to be shared at that table. It teaches you what to do and what not to do, about how you lead, about your lifestyle choices, a variety of things. And so when you're under the radar in that season, before you blow up, before it begins to happen, learn those valuable lessons. So you sound like, well, when I get the opportunity, I will do this or I won't do that. I mean, that's what leadership is all about. I'm learning lessons in every particular situation. Here's number three. Be grateful your mistakes happen under the radar. A lot of people upset because they're ready. I'm ready to be known. I'm ready to come up. Nobody knows what I'm doing. Let me tell you something. Thank God that you made those mistakes before people really knew your name. In this age of social media, this age, man, of everything that's going on, you have to be thankful that you made your mistakes while you were yet under the radar. That's a gift that God gives to us. To let us misstep, let us, you know, make all that these crazy decisions and stuff, but we're doing it under the radar. Can you really, really appreciate the idea that during this season, you can, this is when your flaws are at their worst point, but you can say, I thank you, God, that I did not make this mistake when I was on top. I made it when nobody knew my name. But here's the fourth thing, and I want to speak passionately about this. I do, y'all. Don't chase those lights. You know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody's chasing the opportunity and the stages and platforms. But let me tell you something. Those lights can turn on you. And I think it's important, right, that we be the light, number one, and that we only chase one light, who's the light of the world. Stop running behind these opportunities to be famous, to be known. And I know in the social media age, everybody wants to be an influencer. You want to have millions of followers. I get that. But don't chase these lights. You'll lose sight of purpose. You will lose sight of your why. I've seen people with great hearts, had a great mission, but they started chasing those lights and they lost sight of the real reason why they started to do what they did in the first place. I want you to understand something. In your under the radar season, decide, I'm not chasing popularity. I'm not chasing those lights. I'm going to remain humble. I'm going to do what I'm assigned to do. That's how it happens. Here's the next thing. Allow God to develop you. When you're in a season like this, it's so important, right? To just let God do what he's got to do in you. I tell people all the time, if it's not happening right now, maybe you're not ready. The Bible says, how can you run with the horses if you've not learned how to walk with the footmen? Let this be a developmental season, relationally, teaching me how to relate to people before I get to this next level, teaching me how to manage my finances, teaching me how to think differently, how to prepare so that I don't make a fool of myself when I'm in these spaces. I mean, this is the wonderful time in your season under the radar to be developed, to become all that you want to become as a next level leader. This is a great season, man. So I'm always saying, man, I'm going to read as much as I can. I'm going to study as much as I can. I'm going to talk to mentors as much as I can because I want to be developed while I'm under this radar. But here's the other thing. Work in silence. You don't have to post everything you're doing. Sometimes we end up with haters we never should have had. We end up putting ourselves in precarious situations because we don't know how to work in silence. Greatness always happens in silence. It just shows up all of a sudden. You're like, where did that come from? Because people have learned how to work in silence. I want to encourage you, stay under the radar. You don't have to post about everything. You don't have to tell people daily what you're working on. But just do the work. Do the work quietly. Do the work passionately and watch how God will make room for it. So I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, work in silence. Just work in silence. Let's review before I get to my last point today. We're talking about how do you manage the under the radar season? That season when things have not manifested their full scope, but they're happening, but they're not happening at the pace at which you intend. You learn contentment. I've learned how to be content. Paul says, I've learned how to abase and to be abound. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Learn how to be full and hungry. There's a level of contentment in that. Whatever's happening in this season, Lord, let me be so content that I'm cool with it. Here's the other thing. Pay attention to what to do and not to do. Watching others in this season is so critical. So you don't misstep, make some of the same mistakes. but be a good student of their behaviors, their choices. But then can you be grateful your mistakes were under the radar? The things that you did that you're not proud of, nobody knows about it because it happened under the radar. That's when you should thank God. That's when you should give him glory, because there are things that could have happened at one level, but God was preserving you and protecting you and protecting your name. And that's why it's important to stop chasing these lights. These lights will turn on you. I know you want to be popular. I know you want everybody to know your name, but these lights, man, are dangerous out here. You got to get to a point where you're trusting. You got to get to a point where all that stuff doesn't matter. I just want to do what God's called me to do. As a next level leader, stop chasing the lights. Stop chasing the lights. Be the light. Be the person that does something amazing and extraordinary. That's important, right? And then number six, wow. Allow God, or number five, allowing God to develop you. Let this be a season where you're just, you know, letting God develop you, man. Letting God work on you. Letting God do a new thing in you. And number six is working in silence. Can you just do the work privately, quiet, and watch what God will do? Man, if you could just ever get hold of that. You don't have to post everything. Joseph told his dreams too soon, and his own brothers threw him in a ditch. Sometimes it's your closest allies will be the ones that will call you the most havoc because you have not learned to appreciate working in silence. Whew. Here's number seven, ladies and gentlemen. Your season is about timing. See, when you're in this under the radar situation, you are constantly raising the question, when is my time coming? When is my time coming? But let me tell you something. God has a plan. I need you to understand something. Everything that's going to happen in your life, it happens because it was a strategic timing involved. You were prepared. The people that God was sending you to were prepared for you. That God made sure the right people were in place. Whatever issues existed prior to you getting there, God removed it. So here's your wonderful opportunity to be great, to know that even if I'm in a season under the radar, I know how to manage it effectively. I'm not going to implode. I'm going to be faithful, man. I'm going to do my thing. Thank God that even though I'm doing my thing, my missteps have not become public because I'm under the radar. I'm going to be generous and kind and loving because I'm under the radar. And when God decides it's my time, I know for a fact it's all about his timing. It's all about what he wants to do. Can you be patient and know that God has a set time, there it is, for you to come forward? If I can hold on to that, nothing can prevent me from manifesting what God has in my life. Set time. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I'm excited about this one. I thank you. Thank you for sharing these few minutes with me today. Next Level Leader really is about making certain you have the right content that can really bless your life. And everybody goes through that season where we're under the radar. You can't be jealous about what God is doing in somebody else's life. Just stay where God has you. Stay content. Trust the process. See, here's the deal. You're not going to always be there. When God elevates you, you're going to be so wise. You're going to be developed spiritually. You're going to see clearer. You're going to be in an amazing space. But you got to trust God through the process. That's how it works. I'm so thankful for you. And I want to make sure you follow me, Joseph Walker 3. Come on now, Instagram. Let me know. Send me a message. Come on now. If you haven't sent me a message in a while, send it. I was listening, Bishop. This is what touched my life. I want to thank you for doing that. Make sure you go over and subscribe to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Content over there can bless you. Make sure you do it. Please go support it. It will mean a lot to my wife and I. Thank you in advance. And I just want to appreciate all of you. for being a part of this community. Next Level Leader belongs to you because leaders understand what it takes to get to the next level. I want to thank you in advance. I want to appreciate you. And I want to say until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.